When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, welcome to the Brown Load. Hey, what's
Hello.
Going on?
Hello.
Right? Yeah. Sorry, bad Hello. Timing. You got a mouthful of brownie.
I've got a mouthful of brownie. Can I just say that? It is lovely.
Very good.
The Waitrose brownie is banging.
We are available for sponsorship, Waitrose brownies. In fact, the Brownie Load. Imagine that.
Can you imagine the Waitrose ever sponsoring something called the Brown Load?
Yeah.
No chance.
I want Orange the Bear of brownies.
Orange. Oh, yeah. You want our branding.
With our branding on it.
Yeah, our kind of Brown Load. If it just says Brownie Load... Waitrose brownies.
I mean,
Waitrose, you listening?
Yes, Waitrose. Are you? Kedge, why are you eating a brownie now?
Yeah.
I don't normally, but...
No, but as in while we've just started the podcast.
Well, I was going to eat it as we've already started it, but we had to do a retake.
Well, no, we didn't do a retake. We don't do retakes.
Not retake.
We didn't even start.
I timed it wrong.
Okay. Kedge is, you know, we hit record and everything. Satch hits record on the audio equipment. Kedge hits record on the camera.
I forgot to press record on the camera.
Right. Yeah. But then the light was facing the wrong way. And
correct.
You
had
to check. You know what he realised? The light's not on him. So he turned it towards him. So you got the light.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be, Mr. Carlisle in the corner.
No,
that's me.
No, exactly. Don't worry. So if you're watching
that's
this.
That's a tune though, isn't it?
What is?
You don't get to hear that anyway. That Carlisle, how did it go? Kala Shah something.
Kala Shah Kala.
I don't know.
Yeah, that one.
I don't even know that song.
Yeah,
of course you do. It's an old Punjabi tune.
Kala Shah Kala.
Yeah, it's a banger. It's like a folk tune.
Ladies sing it at like Sangeet nights and stuff like that.
No, I've heard Kala Duriya.
No.
It's along those lines.
I know.
How did they go? Go on.
We should change this podcast to the Two Gujaratis Educate the Punjabis.
Yeah, about Punjab. Yeah, I know that.
That's the name.
So how does it go then?
Well, I don't really know, but it's because Kala Shah. I don't know the tune of it, the rhythm of it.
It's a song.
It's a song.
I'll find it confirmed. For you on Spotify.
Okay, I believe it.
It's a good tune.
I got it. Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, and you know what? I have had messages. We have had messages.
Yeah.
About Sarpanch. As well from last week.
Yep,
because
yeah.
Can you
read that?
I'll sum it up. The Sarpanch message was basically like, it basically was, so if you remember last week's podcast, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
Last week's podcast, I said, it's about, the person who sorts things out in the bin.
Yeah, because you were getting Satch to judge me.
Yeah, and he was sorting it out. I was about sorting it anyway. The sorting out person in it, it is a Sarpanch. And then you said, Kedge, is it something to do with like bunch as in bunch?
Five rivers.
I went, I don't think so. I think it's more like if you mess with him, you get a
punch in the face.
Punch in the head.
Right.
And then
even when I said the sud, probably to do with their head, something to do with their head.
So you were right that somebody messaged.
On both accounts.
let him just have it. Just move on. He said, and someone messaged me and said, the sud punch is the head, punch of the five. Like mayor type figures, the rest are deputy mayors, but that is the head
from the
mayor,
five rivers.
That person
of the five,
nothing.
He mentioned rivers.
No, it was nothing.
He did.
You don't get a sort of punch per river.
No, that's why it's the head of the five rivers that
cut
through Punjab.
No, I don't think
it's, you're making it up.
You know what? I'll be honest. I'm not even going to challenge him because sod's law.
He's right.
No, but he'll be right. And then we're like, no, actually, they do allocate one person per.
But that was last week's problem, anyway.
Talking about problem. Can I quickly just go straight in then?
I want to go in with a problem very quickly before you go into this week's problem.
Oh, go on, go on.
Carrying on from last week's problem.
Okay.
Kedge kind of stitched you into making nachos for everyone.
Oh yeah, where are they? I forgot.
Why was I making nachos?
Because
you said you were going to make nachos with paneer on it.
Oh yeah. But what was the... Why?
Because...
And I told you that he done you. And
yeah,
because we were talking about chicken on nachos.
Yeah, yes.
So it's not National Nacho Day, anything like that.
No, you just said you were going
to
make
it. You said, and that's why I've had to have a second brownie, because the nacho thing kept the space for you.
Yeah.
Mm. I was holding space.
So now, see, look at that. That's basically, he's now blaming me for his ovary.
For his space.
Yeah, he's like, oh, look at that. I allocated this space.
So my body, I didn't want to ingest that sugar, but it's because of Tommy Jaja, I've had to do this.
What, Satcha?
Dentist. Oh my God, I went to a dentist today.
Yeah.
She's just, I don't know why dentists just go for me all the time.
What do you mean? What, they're
like in a fancy way? No, just, she's just like, it just why feels like I'm just open? Being told off all the time.
What did they say? What's wrong with
did you buy her?
What's
wrong with your dog? No, it's like, so I did it. She, every time she tells me, oh, you got to use this thing and you got to use this what do you call it, TP brush.
It's called the TP brush
and TP, all of that.
That's a tent.
No, they're these little, you know, dentists will know.
I think because she thinks you're Indian. Yeah. She's thinking Native American, getting muddled up.
She's Indian, you need a Baba, TP. As well. But the thing is, she's just scary a little bit because she wears a mask. And I'm like, you know me, I try and go in there with a little bit of bants. Oh, she just don't want to know.
Well, yeah, that's probably, you've got rubbish bands.
I like this girl.
Yeah, same
I like
here.
This lady.
She just doesn't entertain the kids. She listen to the band, though? And it's just like, it's really like, get in a chair. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, she speaks in Gujarati.
No, in English. No, get in the chair.
Oh, I thought you said game chair.
I said game chair.
What, even that would have been a start if you'd have. And then you just get in a chair and then, you know, how are you? I'm like, all right. I went, how are you? I asked the question, man.
Yeah.
All right, quick. No, just didn't want. She didn't want to actually tell me how she was, and I was like, "See, that's the failing in humans at the moment. When someone asks, tell me how you are." And then she was like, "Oh, so you know, you drinking? Do you drink a lot? Do you smoke?" I went, "No." Yep. I said, "You know what?
That's
it. I said I've almost knocked the drink on her head." And then I thought she was going to go, "Oh,
well,
really?
Well, you done better."
Yeah. Didn't nothing. She just ticked it and then
how
like,
old is she?
Oh.
How old is she?
I was trying to lead her. Like, you know how I can lead you guys into
how,
a conversation?
How old was she?
I reckon. I was trying to figure that out. I'll be honest. That rude.
No, rough guess.
With the mask on, though, you can't tell.
She's she might listen to the brown load. I don't know. But
no, she don't.
She don't.
No, then that's
because she would have given me a bit more bounce.
Yeah.
So I think she's probably our age, mid 40s. Mid-40s.
Not my age.
Not Sag, but
that's
yeah.
That's more me. I'm mid-40s. You're early 40s.
Yeah, I think mid-40s because I was looking at the hands.
It's basically an undie.
What could you know about the hands?
Just slightly.
You have the date she's born.
Slightly. I mean, she undie can hands. Give me constructive criticism about my teeth and my brushing. Yeah. I would like to give a constructive criticism.
But you're not. You're being a pussy and you're saying it on the podcast, but she's nowhere around.
Yeah, isn't it?
So no, but it's not my job. It? She's not coming to me for constructive criticism on how she should moisturize her hands.
Oh, they're dry.
They're dry, yeah? Bit Sahara Desert.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. They're very good, though, because she's good at her job.
Oh. No, but you said that she was digging into you.
Well, no, she had to dig in because she basically...
do you not brush?
She pinpointed 3 points in my mouth where basically it's difficult to get to with a what do you call it, a floss.
Was there
a
leftover dog laying there?
No.
From 1989. No.
Ah, Deborah and all of that. Yeah. No, it wasn't that, but it's difficult. And I said, you know what? I said, but the one that you told me to buy last night, TP is a little brush, basically, right, on the handle, right? And it goes in between the cracks, between your teeth.
TP, do you love me? Something on the right side.
That would be the advert.
So you
get in the gap. But and I said, I'll be honest with you, I said, what you told me didn't go in any of the gaps. So therefore,
what gap
did you
put it
in?
I said, put it in the gap. I lost it. I think it's still up there.
In the big gaps, it's fine. Hey. Do you know what I mean? But it's slightly tight ones I'm struggling with, right?
Yeah,
So I said, I can't. And then she goes, how often do you floss? And I went, well, I said, I've not been on it for the last month or so. You know, Christmas, I got a bit lazy. She goes, otherwise? I went, I lied.
Why was she
three,
so aggressive? Otherwise?
Do you know what I mean? I want to have a bit more of a conversation with the dentist. Like, just be my friend.
I'm telling you
off. It's like, I feel like I'm going to meet my dad. You know, and I feel like eight again.
Your dad's friendly.
No. But like, you know when you're eight and you're meeting your dad and he's giving you telling the left, you right on, you know, like, why did you get detention at school?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's what I feel like. And I'm like,
I don't feel like...
Like, babes, I'm trying.
Yeah, he's trying.
I don't think a dentist should tell you off.
No, I think...
It doesn't. It's not that she's telling me off, but I just think...
She's stern. She's stern with her advice.
I think also because she wears a mask, you can't tell if she's smiling. Happy. You know, you miss that connection. And I was just missing that. I had to wear a mask going in. That was a little bit weird. But it was just like, you know, and then she was like, I need to see you in 4 weeks' time and 4 months' time. And then, you know, like...
What?
Then she scared me and started talking about gum disease and all of this kind of stuff. And it's like... And I'm like, oh my God, this just sounds like horrific. And I'm like, I brush my teeth twice and I do mouthwash and I do that. Flossing every now and then, and it's just like I'm like, what do all of your customers all come like this? Like, do they all
on this everyone, level?
Do you all practice this much?
But maybe
hygiene?
That's her job. She's like a personal trainer. They gotta go, do your burpees, do your this, and actually, you're like, you know what?
I just felt violated.
My dentist is a bit minimal with me,
see,
but is really nice to my wife. Gives her free fillings.
Oh
yeah, and my wife's like. I think
dentists hate men.
Yeah. What? No. Oh, this is a female dentist as well.
Well, I think male or female. I think they just hate men.
Literally, every time. And my wife says it. She goes, over the last 8 years, she's been going to the dentist since we've lived in this house.
Yeah.
And she goes, I remember when she first did it. She goes, she put in the white fillings and didn't charge me. Because you know when you do the white fillings,
but that's what I mean. Like, I reckon I could get money. There. Yeah. I reckon I could get there if she opened up and just engaged with the Kedge bands.
But maybe just your
you
face
got no
walking
bands.
In. Yeah.
Come on!
You got no bands.
You know me. I like to engage with the people. I like to have a chat. You know, with everyone. And well, at least she doesn't want to engage.
At least you guys have dentists. I haven't seen one.
This is what I mean.
No, look, as in,
if you just turn your blind eye to it, you got no problems.
No, it's not. My teeth are in good nick. So
who said who?
Well, I tell you who. A guy who used to play football with was my dentist.
Okay.
Up until just. After COVID.
What, but he would just, open your mouth and have a quick look before you came.
No. I used to go. He used to be at the surgery at the end of my road. Now he's moved and he's moved somewhere farther and 2 hours away.
Right.
And he was the only person I really trusted. Do you know what I mean?
I'm looking at you. They look absolutely fine.
Yeah, no, they are fine.
Bang on. So.
Actually paid to go and have one. You have to pay for a private one now. Yeah. You can't wait for.
Yeah.
And I went just for a checkup and the lady was like, they're all good. But I don't have a dentist that I see all the time and I need one.
There's a really good one I can recommend.
Yeah,
Miss actually, Dr. Surrey Butty.
Yeah,
anyone in South London, if you're listening, need a dentist.
I just want to. Well, isn't that hard to ask for a happy dentist?
A happy dentist, yeah.
But people,
do you know what I mean? Let me see your smile, darling.
But mind you, if you're sitting, darling, I like that.
Do you know what I mean? I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Come on, let's have a bit of a chat.
Exactly. I was
expecting to go. She was like, since last time and everything. And I was ready to give her the whole, I ran a marathon and all of this.
Oh, she don't care. She don't care.
You know what she did? All she said was, you missed the last appointment.
By the way,
next time, you're not getting one. I was like, oh my God, I'm just again. Yeah. I've just been told off again.
Next time, don't run that marathon and come and see me on that day.
Yeah. I mean, take her some hand cream as well. Maybe
it's just like a stress.
By the way, you've ruined the marathon. You have. By you doing the marathon last year.
Yeah.
Do you know what you've done?
What's happened?
Mo Farah.
He's back.
He's announced he's running the marathon. He goes, yes, mate. This will be my last one.
It's his last
one.
So basically,
gone,
what happened is
the
he was
gone. I'm a Buddha. I'm 40 years old.
He was going to run the one I ran, and then he heard Kedge is running. So he thought,
forget it.
Don't want to ruin my legacy.
Yeah.
So he skipped it, pulled a muscle in his hamstring or whatever.
On purpose.
And now he's back for his last hurrah. Because Kedge is not there.
There you go. There's no competition then, is it?
Exactly.
He knows he's got an easy run.
He didn't want me to take away from his limelight.
Exactly.
So seeing as you saw a dentist today, I saw a chiropractor today.
Oh, and?
Yeah, you see, he kind of fixed me.
You've got back issues.
Yeah, but it was just a one-off. Do you know, it was just that issues. one little kind of niggle in your back. And
yeah.
That's it.
So
I'm okay.
Is it a vertebrae? Is it on the backbone? Or
is it a muscle? It's in my lower back.
Yeah, but it's not on your back.
No, it's not on the bone. It's not like the muscle bit. He actually gave it a good massage and he goes, there's just tightness in your hip.
Right.
In your...
What, you're rubbing your chitta?
Chitta area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the jittera hips and all that, that's basically what I had an issue with. That's what
can I just say,
big up my guy.
Real talk though, real talk.
The advice.
Asians need to move more.
What are you talking about, Kedge?
I don't think
it's just ego.
This is why no one talks to you.
No, I think
this is why the dentist.
This is why she don't like you.
And you know what? And in that time, technically, his mouth should be open. He shouldn't be talking. I bet that's why she's
talking.
Yeah,
isn't it? Why are you talking?
Yeah, I heard it. And I ran a marathon. And both hours going to run. And both hours, I don't want to mess my leg up.
That's why I practiced and I planned to get it all in before I get in the chair. I wanted to give her all the bands so then she might prolong it before she puts it on.
No. So, anyway.
But I just think, you guys, on a serious note, brown people, you got to move more, guys. Okay. You know
no,
what?
But we're sitting a lot. No, it's not. It's not the moving.
The basic movements are being lost by the human species.
No, the movements do happen. It's just, what can you do if you get tightness? And it goes.
But the standing doesn't mean that you're moving. It's got to be movement.
What do you do, bruv? What do you do? What movement?
Do you want to show you?
No. When you're just
we're filming this
every morning. Yeah. Every morning, I will do this. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Go and just describe it.
So you walk, but like you bend your knee so that your knee goes low. So like a lunge, but you walk in a lunge motion, right?
You
like
don't thousand. Do that every day.
I do that every day when
you
I wake
do it every day.
Yeah.
Kid, I swear. You
yeah, brother.
No, no,
that's
and
what
then
I mean.
no, but that's just style. You've got to do the movement. I'll put this Spanish. I'll play the music. It's this like Spanish music, right?
Oh my day! You've got what a wally.
It's, oh, wait, what can I play it?
Is that this song?
Yeah, play.
No. Oh no, because it's on my phone. No, we're filming it.
No. What's the song called?
I can't remember what it's called.
Actually,
No. It's a slow one. It's like whistling kind of like, and it kind of starts slow. Like it's like mellow. It's like mellow.
It's doing a little flamenco in the morning.
Yeah, like that. And you kind of move your body. And you got to just jiggle your body, move it around. And then so I bend down and I do that walk. And then what I do is you grab your toes, big toes, and then you sort of bend, like you sit down, and then you get back up and straighten your back. And so you're squatting, and then you get up and do that. So I do about 10 of them, right?
Every day you do it. And I've known you probably the best part of 10 years now, and you've never mentioned that ever before.
No, because we've never needed to. I started during lockdown. I'll go through the repertoire now. But what I'm trying to say is, then I do a squat, right? And then I walk on my feet, but in a squat.
Really walk on your feet?
Yeah. And then you get on your toes, like so that you're like that. And then I walk like that, so you're more bouncing like that, right? And I do that, and I do two lengths of the room. Honestly.
You don't.
I do all this. This is why I said I'll show you.
How long have you been doing this for?
Since lockdown.
That's a lie. You would have so told us.
No, because it's a little bit embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Don't tell anyone.
What I'm saying is, Asian people, just people generally, you need to be moving more.
Right.
Because if you don't move now, you ain't going to move when you're 70.
Yeah, no, true.
Stay That's active. What I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I hope it is true.
I ain't doing that though in the morning.
No, you should, Seth.
No, but
look like a wally.
Wake up.
Yeah, but no one can see you, that's why. But if I did it now,
chicken dog.
That's what you should.
What a muppet.
I'll send you the guys the tune.
Oh, we're all right.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
But it's that kind of really mellow kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's like a Spanish-y kind of tune.
Okay.
What you do in your bedroom in the morning, keep it to yourself.
Okay.
So I saw at Cairo, you saw a dentist. Tommy, who do you see this week?
No professionals like that. No. But I tell you what, I did see someone who I thought was someone else.
Oh,
how does that work?
So I was on a news channel, which I pop up to. They book comedians, right, for these news channels now.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking of these late night stuff, just to kind of lighten up the mood and all that. So you've got to find the funny about war and things like that, which is pretty tricky and always a bit problematic. I've already been cancelled once. I can feel it coming again.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're still a bit far away from Piers Morgan, don't worry.
No, yeah, exactly. Thank God for Piers Morgan, always making us look good. Mm-hmm. But I get to the studios. It was GB News. It's no big deal, right? GB News. And there was a blonde woman there. This blonde woman, I'll tell you her name in a minute. I've met her two or three times before.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Two or three times. I even think we swapped numbers.
Oh.
We followed each other on Insta and Twitter as well. Oi. She does a bit of property work as well. So we had a big chat about that. But when I saw her that evening, Saturday night, I just thought she was someone else.
Oh.
So I got her mixed up with another blonde woman who has also been on the panel at GB News. Right. And I went into a conversation. And I went, oh, by the way, I got to say, my son's been watching you on Instagram. And she went, oh, right. I went, yeah, because the gymnast move, because actually Milo's getting into his gymnastics and he wants to do, he wants to like do all these stretches and he's practicing the splits and this, that and the other.
Does he do what Kedge does in the morning?
Yeah, he does. He walks around.
Well, it was funny because I was giving him some tips earlier on as I walked in and I saw he's getting his leg over his head.
So I see her and I go, all right, chat. And I went, she goes, you all right, babe? So I went, yeah, I'm all right, It was all like that. And I went, oh, yeah, so my son's been watching you and your gymnast moves on Insta. And you know, within a second,
you went.
She looked at me and I thought, darn it. I've messed up.
Bodged
it, right?
This one, haven't you?
She goes, you are? I went, your gymnast. She goes, you're getting me mixed up with Lisa. She goes, the Olympic gymnast. I went,
oh my God.
And then I just went blank.
What does this woman do?
Bruv, wait till I tell you who she is. Oh, I tell you who she is. She's a Big Brother contestant, former Big Brother, and her name's Aisling.
Aisling?
Yeah.
I remember her.
I know.
So I don't remember.
You might have just been.
She's
a bit
done young. Videos, probably not gymnastic ones.
No, yeah. So, and she's, you know, and I just suddenly thought, what was I thinking? But she goes, I said, so what do you, because I just went blank. I went, so what do you do?
Yeah.
She went, are you serious?
Oh my.
She went, and she's
this
a bit,
is an absolute disaster.
He's put his foot in his mouth.
She said, she goes, do you want me to get, that's what she said. She goes, do you want any help getting your foot back out? And I went, And by now, I don't know what face,
sweating.
My face expression upon it.
Sweating.
My nose, my nostrils must be flaring, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
And then she goes, do you want a shovel? Right? And I went, you know, she goes,
I do actually.
And then
she went,
I'm Aisling. I used to be on Big Brother. And I went, I know that. I said,
I'm Tommy.
Because we're going through the news, she looked down and started going through the newspaper and I carried on babbling.
I thought you would have got out that much better. Like, I'm Vin Diesel. I was in Triple X.
I wasn't ready because I'd pure messed up. I wasn't ready. And I was like, all like that. And then it was just horrible.
It happens.
It was horrible. And then I had to awkwardly remember the things that she had told me in the past. I went, how's your neck now? Because you had that, she was in a reality show, another reality show, and she was actually involved in a little bit of an accident. She went, babes, that was like a year ago. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't mess it up.
Babes, that was another Gordy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
and
else.
I went, I'm sorry. She goes, by the way, she goes, I'm friends with Kedge's dentist. That's why we hate you. I went, okay, I'm sorry. And that was it. That's how I wrapped it. I went, by the way, Kedge, he's terrible. And she goes, yeah, he's really bad.
Oh, that's it.
And
then, we moved then, it then you
hashtag
were
blame Kedge and moved on. But it was, I'm just saying, in that scenario, I felt so terrible. I'll tell you why. She knew who I was. She knew about my son. She knew about property stuff, the things that we discussed.
Yeah, everything about you.
And I was like, I just didn't know who she was. And I felt like a bad human being. That's the point I was going to bring to you. Like, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever felt that bad? Or like got people mixed up? I've done it before where I've been there trying to get through a conversation thinking, I'm not really sure who you are.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that. Yeah,
but I've had two or three, more than two or three, I've had 30 people over my lifetime go, so what's my name? Do you even know who I am?
No.
They put it back on me.
I used to get that when I was little, and then you get the uncle or the auntie.
Oh, do you know?
Do you know my name? Yeah. Do you know how I'm related to you? No.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, but people like in the industry, people I might have met once will say that to me, and I hate it because I don't, and I am terrible with names.
Yeah, so am I.
Really? I would have thought you're good with names.
No,
such.
I'm not. I'm really not. When someone actually comes over and be like, like the other day I was at a club DJing, and the sound tech comes over and he goes, hi, my name is, I'll be your sound engineer today. And
you forgot.
5 seconds later, gone.
Gone. And he was just there next to me, and it was just like, I needed him at one point. And I was just like, bruv. I don't know his name.
Bruv.
I don't know.
I always go, bruv, though.
So you can do bruv.
I had to, but it was sad because it's like, I told him my name and he knew who I was.
Yeah, I know. And then you're like,
but then you got to look at it like, for him, you're his main thing for the night. So he's got to look after you. Therefore, he's got, do you know what I mean? Like, his job is to basically make sure that you're looking good. Like
sounding good,
yeah. So therefore, it's important for him that he, because you're the only person.
You're the talent,
yeah.
But it's a two way street. I feel like I should know his.
There's one person you're working with.
One person there.
You're right.
Should have known his name.
And it's just a horrible feeling.
I
forget so much that I feel like saying it's not you, it's me. I just like, I don't remember anyone.
That famous line.
I've got nieces in my family. My first cousin's kids.
Well, you don't know
them. I get mixed up. Because what? Okay, so there's about four whose names all start with an S. There's a Sienna, Saffron.
Saffron?
Yeah, and...
Barker. Oh,
Sienna.
There is a Sienna.
Sabje.
No, that's a Sienna. There's a Sundar. Freya, there's a Jasmine, there's a Leia.
Silica.
But it just... Shelly. You know, you have to just be ready. You have to just be ready for it.
Right. Like, I love it. He's just bumbled his way through that as well. He doesn't
I'm terrible. God, you know what? I feel hot thinking about it because I know that I'm going, oh my God, my cousins listen to this.
Why do you not know that?
Don't know my... you know what? Probably deep down, if I'm really honest...
Is it age now?
No.
Age.
Deep down, I've got to... Like now, allocate my attention to things. I go, okay, basically, that's going to store
memory full.
Yeah,
memory is at capacity, yeah. And it's like now we're struggling.
And I'm like, it's okay. I'm going to see them now and then, and I'll just do a little refresher course before I go into that.
I love
exam.
That. But, but
like I said, these are the old. Maybe it is old man things. I've had other old man problems actually this week. Kind of shared this with you while I'm on it. The supermarket.
Yeah.
Right. So,
which one?
Actually, it was when buying these. So I'm not just saying it. I don't normally shop at Waitrose, but yes. because I do know for the little cakes and bits,
yeah, it's good.
Their home brand stuff is really nice,
yeah, mm.
And it is nicer than even the Tesco Sainsbury's finest stuff. So mm-hmm, that's why mm-hmm. I went there, and I'm there, and I've got a small trolley worth of stuff, and I look at the till, I want to talk till strategies with you, right?
Okay.
So these are the kind of things they don't teach you at school. So no. I went up to I looked at the till, and there was a longer queue with two people in it.
Right.
Okay.
And a shorter queue with four people in it waiting to get served. All with baskets or trolleys or something. But it was just the two-person queue had more stuff on the conveyor belt.
So you were checking out their gear. So
you've got to do a little bit of that. Scopage.
Do I go smaller portions, more people to get through? Or big portions, and I
less
thought,
people.
How much? And I'm stood there. This is my world, kind of going a bit like a pit stop in a Formula One thing. How long does it take to turn a customer around? Like bag up, move on, and get.
So, do you also look at who's serving as well?
Yes. Absolutely. So, I was coming to that. So, firstly, I look at the people
and
the stuff. If there's clothes on hangers, avoid that. Because
or any of those tag things.
Yeah, because that's going to be tagged.
Tags is a long one.
Right.
Mm. So then even computer games.
Yeah.
Stuff with like inside a box.
No, because then they have to go and get the computer game from somewhere else because the box is empty.
Because it's not stored.
Because I buy the computer games from there. I know.
Okay, there you go.
You're the Wally.
Well, then you know. You can like weigh all that up. And then I looked at the person and actually on the till that had more people but less of a, you know, like less stuff, the woman was older.
Right.
And the woman was younger on the till with lots of people, lots of stuff, two people. So I did basically in the end I went with the fewer people, more stuff.
Fewer people, more stuff.
Cuz I thought actually
I wouldn't have gone for that.
Yeah, I would have gone the other one.
But
because because the longness of all of that food.
Mm.
I think it's just, it takes forever because the package is then double.
The packaging's long.
You're right. Maybe you might well be right when I tell you the outcome of this. But then I thought, by the time someone goes, oh, how much is that? And then get the coupons out and do the swiping and do the club card or whatever the Waitrose card point is and all that. I thought, and that and bagging up and the turnaround between, I thought that's going to delay
would
me.
You,
Here,
would
it's
you
just
have,
swipe, swipe, swipe,
would
swipe,
you have
swipe.
Got onto the conveyor belt on either of the queues?
No. I was back. I was... You know, a meter and a half, 2 meters away.
On both queues, you would have been.
And then, so I backed my queue, and in the end, obviously, people are whizzing through the other queue. Mm. Oh, my God, it was like
Express.
Of course
they were. Because if there's more items, there's more chances of it being some sort of error.
Yes.
Maybe, but then I'm thinking there's less people, and there's less interaction.
But then you know what it's like.
That was a bad decision, Tony.
Yeah, because even if you're a capable, able person, it's still going to take you a long time to pack 40 items.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. The people who were there to buy were Javon and Young.
But even if I was packing 40 things, that's what, 4 or 5 bags you've got to try
you
and
pack
get
as you go.
Yeah, but so it's got to be a bit tactically.
There's
got to
be a bit of Tetris in there as well.
Okay,
don't just lob it in the bag, do you?
Then while I'm queuing in my queue, I'm still eyeing up the other one.
You went the cheat on it.
And then somebody went into it. And I thought, definitely not. Right. And that guy had about 30 packets of toilet roll in his thing. And I thought, hello, he's bulk buying. Wasn't Desi.
No.
And then I'm thinking,
Waitrose as well.
Right. Then I'm thinking, what's the deal with them?
Wow.
That I'm missing out on. He's buying them all from here.
So now he's getting FOMO.
Now I'm getting FOMO.
Now he jumped out the queue.
No, I didn't. I wanted to, because I thought always handy.
Came back balancing toilet paper on his head.
So then I was like, okay, forget that. And then I saw him come after me. He goes through. Two people behind him go through.
Oh my
God. And I'm going,
You completely. Yeah, you completely.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't they have a basket thing then?
Or yeah, but I was in a trolley.
Oh, you was in the trolley.
Yeah, because
I always go to the.
No, but now you can have like trolley. They have like Tesco got trolley zones as well. I saw that. You just self check out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can self trolley. I know you can tag as you go, swipe as you go, whatever.
Swipe as you go, they've got as well, which I tried once and I didn't like it.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either. My dad had to show me. Oh, there you go. Role reversal of technology.
They do random checks on people, right? I was going to say, surely you don't have to...
Well, mine was a palaver anyway. It didn't work. It says I did it, and then they still got to come and check it. The first time you do it, they got to come and check it, and it's just...
You weren't having it.
So, no, but I'd rather go self-checkout. The only reason I don't go self-checkout is if I haven't got my gloves, because then I've got to touch the screen.
Oh, you don't like touching the screen?
No.
Oh. That much? Why? What have you heard?
I get in my car and
just because in this new COVID era and everything, I just don't like touching screens anymore.
There is no more COVID.
Yeah.
Flu, germs, I just don't like touching screens.
There's no more germs.
You can't live like that.
What do you mean there's no more germs?
Germs are good for you, Kedge.
Exactly. No.
They build up your immune system.
No, no, I have to inhale all of these people's germs when I sit on the train, but I'm just saying I don't want to touch.
This is the guy who sits next to the bog on the train, and then he's talking about touching on the screen. But you should be more worried about particles going into your nose.
The train update, I've now moved seats away from the bog.
You should have done that ages ago. Why are you sitting in the toilet?
Because there's not always the spots available, but now I've made a conscious effort to stay away from it because it's happened a few times now, and I'm just like, these people don't even shut the door.
It's your fault. It's your fault. Not
you know,
this.
When they come out the toilet, you should just go. As they walk past, you should go.
Bruv, last week it started. They started becoming like Kushbu coming out of there while he was still in there.
Wow, Daza.
I'm like, what is that? That is coming out like that. That was like a gutter.
This is still your fault. Yeah. It's not their fault. It's your fault.
As people will say, it's a you problem. I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with the you.
Okay. Yes. So give us some good.
And you're also dealing with the poo.
Yeah.
Dealing with the you, dealing with the poo. But I tell you one place where you might not have to queue up.
You know, there's that Horton Hears a Who. Kedge Smells a Poo. It's a book. Sorry. It's the book version. Because Horton Hears. Because I was thinking of. Because he said the. Who, whatever, but yeah. Poo. I thought it sounded like Horton Hears a Poo. I thought, Kedge Hears a Poo. Kedge Smells a Poo. Is a book of Horton Hears a Poo. Anyway, go on, sorry. What are we going to tell us?
You're talking about queuing.
Yeah.
There's a new type of queuing, and it's a good type of queuing because we all love a drive through, don't we?
Oh, yeah, I do.
A drive through queue, especially McDonald's now because they've got a little switchery where he goes into two.
Yes.
And again, you can pick which one you want to go down.
Yes.
I do love that. I always pick the wrong one, as always. But. Can I tell you about some good news, actually, that we, as Desis, need to have a look at? Oh. Because UK now has its first drive-through restaurant with Indian food.
Hey, is it Dishoom? Is it a Dishoom one?
It's not Dishoom.
Oh, okay.
It goes by the name of Jaiwala.
Oh, we know Jaiwala. They're lovely.
Yeah. So you've got your traditional Indian food. They got sweet. They got savoury. Just to make your mouth water a little bit. The kind of food that they
go on,
do.
Go on, tell us.
Are you ready for this?
Slow it down, Kedge.
You've got all day desi breakfast.
Okay. What does that
I've tried that. I've tried that
one. What does that include?
So you get a bit of masala beans, you get an omelette.
English breakfast, yeah. Desi style.
But yeah, Desi style, you get your omelette, which you can then pimp up with whatever with the bits and pieces you want in there, onions, chilies and all that.
Do they call
it
that? You can pimp up your omelette?
No, I just made it. Oh, okay. I'm making it sound sexy.
I thought that's quite gangster for Jaiwala.
Pimp up your omelette. No. But that's
sir, would you like to pimp up your omelette?
They got sweet Bombay toast. I haven't tried that. And then they've got the stuff like butter that's chicken roll, chili paneer roll, gunpowder masala chips, aloo tikki burgers, the Mumbai mac and cheese. It's. I like what they're doing.
That's a good menu.
I like that. It's doable. It is the kind of stuff that you would probably get from a drive-through. Maybe, do you know what I mean? You kind of want it finger food.
Where is it?
So this one is it's in Bolton.
Bolton. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
and so the co-founder, Sohail Ali, he's been basically talking to the Bolton News. And obviously that is where I get all my weekly news.
Can't go wrong.
Yep. And he said that this is the first time that, you know, the Jaiwala brand has been created as a drive-through concept. It's a totally whole new experience for our customers. And they just want to sort of bring that Indian street food to the drive-through setting.
So that's good on them because I don't think
there
are any other
drive-throughs. Well, exactly. It's the first one. I think we should be celebrating.
Big John's. Big John, which is a, who is big a big Pakistani man. I've met Big John and his family.
Big John.
They're all massive. And
doesn't sound very Pakistani name though,
really. No, but it's just that's what he calls his pizzas. But Big John's is huge in the Midlands.
Right.
My in-laws get their pizzas from there all the time. And it's and he sponsors Mellor's and all that stuff.
Yes, they've got a drive through.
But their drive through, like I'm just looking at your pictures on your iPad there. Yeah. Of Jaiwala, look, it looks nice. Do you know what I mean?
Like, this looks nice. It looks modern, clean, like, you know, and then on the floor, you know, as you drive in, you know, like, you know, when you've got like the zebra crossing, it's got Karak written on there. For the tea, Karak Jai there.
Yeah. I was going to say that Big John's drive through also looks brilliant. It looks like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
One, you know,
Hang on, but what's Karak on the highway code?
No, just it's just you know, like they're just saying the setting.
This way.
Yeah,
okay.
The setting. Yeah.
This way.
But you know what? I thought firstly, crack. Yes, we've got to celebrate it. I think you know what, up until now we've been slow in this game. We have not thought about drive through Kana.
And that's why I have a problem with this.
What's your problem with it?
Number one, I wouldn't want to go for Indian food through a drive-through.
Why not?
Because
you're not getting a whole thali.
No, but it doesn't matter. Look,
you're not getting a butter chicken.
No, but it's like, I think if you was to do something like if you wanted an Indian drive-through, do it with like, I don't know, like a VB and Sons. So you go there and they're just like pass all the
vegetables and
everything out the window.
Yeah, but that's a different.
I think that's more practical
than
this.
You can't just eat a packet of raw dal.
I'm not just saying to eat it. I'm just saying like the new wave of shopping, let's say. But I wouldn't want to get Indian food through a window.
No, but that's because we've never had it.
No, because I don't want it.
Yeah, but like a nice spicy hot, like a vada pav.
Like the aloo tikki burger. Aloo tikki burger. Or you might just go mac and cheese, Mumbai mac and cheese in the car.
But your argument doesn't make sense. So what? You would eat this food?
I wouldn't eat this food.
Oh, why not?
I'm not a fan of it, to be honest.
Oh, okay, that's different. You're just not a fan of this food.
I'm not a fan of it. I've been to the one here, and I've been to the one in Dubai.
You're not anti-desi food, though.
No, it's just.
I did a little Deliveroo from Jaiwala, and I was mildly impressed actually at what it was. It was because it was on a Sunday.
But it's not
and
even
I just
that.
Fancy just, some desi
I
beans.
I wouldn't go to get that food through a drive-through. It just I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but
I have a problem with that. I get McD's. I get KFC. It's like fast, quick, bang, chicken burger,
fast, quick, bang.
No, but it's like I don't know.
Bang. Aloo bun, bang.
Yeah.
See, aloo tikki bang.
Aloo tikki bang.
Aloo tikki bang.
Yeah.
That's like, is that
sweet
like
a little bit I don't know.
Fast.
That was what Kenji said.
I think it's devaluing our food.
Yeah.
You know me. I am the flag bearer of our food, and I always fight for
it. Needs to be sat and enjoyed
for keeping
properly.
The authenticity of it.
Don't just whack it in a bag and throw it through the window to me just while I'm driving. I don't want it.
Yeah, but these are all quite snacky. It's not
and
like it is, a.
Yeah,
it's
and
not
I,
a
think,
biryani,
I think
it's
I think
a
you,
thali.
I think you've got to give it a go because we've never had this. We don't know what it's like, and I get it. I totally get what you're saying, Sash. You know, you want to sit down, you want to have a proper meal, and you want to eat there. Because I agree, because it's not just a fast food chuck in your face thing. I get that. I absolutely get that. But I think this concept, I think we have to just let it grow on us for a bit and see how we go. Because I think. This is going to bang.
Okay, I've got an idea for it.
They got a Jaiwala opening up in Watford soon. I can't wait for that.
Brilliant. I'm going to...
a drive-through one?
Yeah.
No. So they got an actual restaurant open up in Watford Town Centre, and they've got like a... in a petrol station, they've got a little...
Kiosk-y
area in Watford as well.
Yep.
And I just think... I mean, okay, fine. The petrol thing is fine. It's different, whatever. But I think when they open up the restaurant in Watford... I think it's going to be massive.
I think they should do a Tiffin Happy Meal, right? Imagine a cardboard Tiffin.
Yeah.
Like it collapses.
I still think there is something in Tiffins.
See, but that's what I mean. I think back to that, as you said, it's just devaluing the food.
Nice.
No, what, in Tiffin?
Yeah. Like
No,
a Tiffin's good, but you need it to be proper, innit? I don't want it as a Happy Meal, like a little...
Yeah, you could have a toy in one level.
I don't want a toy, I want food.
I know, but
for
the kids.
A toy in my Tiffin.
Like
a happy
Tiffin. It sounds
happy
nice.
Happy Tiffin.
I don't know.
Cushy tiffin.
The whole
cushy,
concept don't sit well.
Cushy,
with me.
Cushy. Yeah.
Cushy Kana. Hey,
up got tiffin.
Cushy Kana. Do you want the KK?
KK.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. I'll take the KK. Yeah, exactly. Right. KK down. Look, I think it's great. Well done, Jaiwala. We like people that are revolutionising.
If you want to send us a little pass through your drive thing, I mean, it's in Bolton, so maybe not. But if you want to just send us a delivery, me and Tommy will try it. We're happy to try it.
I've done a lot of events with Chaiwala. I have done sponsored like the tea and stuff at the end as well. And
Yeah, the tea was banging as well. Yes, I had that. It was a good tea. It was a very good masala tea.
Well done. I hope this works well for you guys.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a blueprint for Asian people to go, actually, you know what? All of a sudden, we're going to start taking over McDonald's drive-thrus and we're going to be creating, you know, the desi version of it. And look, if they can give you, there's loads of things you can do. You can just get a paratha, like a takeaway. Right? You can just have a paratha takeaway drive-through.
In all these years in this country, there's been no fish and chips drive-through. There's been no kebab. Look how popular kebabs are.
You can't eat fish and chips through a drive-through. You need to sit down and eat it through the window of your car. But it's just like, how are you going to eat that in your car?
Just open it up in your lap.
No, bruv, you can't eat fish and chips in your lap in the car.
Oh, bruv, I have. I've eaten everything. I want fish and chips out of your lap.
Your lap in your car.
That's
disgusting, man.
Give it to that fish.
Munchy.
But anyway, yeah, no, you're right. We haven't had any of that in the history of it all. And maybe this could be a game-changing moment. And we are here on the Brownlow to just sort of, you know,
welcome. And 2023, times of austerity, hard times. These guys are venturing out. I just think we should wish them well.
Speaking of game changing, I saw an article this week and it was about a wife on, it was actually on Mumsnet.
So the article was doing his usual weekly surfing on the website? Mumsnet?
The story was bouncing
around.
That's
big everywhere. In the mums game, do you know what I mean?
No, but it was just there and I saw it on another website and I thought, okay, this has come from Mumsnet. I was like, okay, what's it about? You know, right. let's have a little thing. And she basically, the mum, wrote on Mumsnet, she goes, went into the shower when my husband was showering.
Yeah. So you went into the bathroom?
Yeah, went into the bathroom. Sorry, went into...
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Went into the bathroom to get something or whatever. Saw him showering.
Yeah.
And how he showered kind of disturbed her a bit.
Oh, God. It wasn't Tommy's missive, was it?
It's a wife, yeah?
It was a wife, yeah. So she was in the shower. She'd been married for a while, but she's never seen her other half shower. So she just went in to go and get something out the cupboard or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. So then she realized that he would shower as in, you know, when you're soaping up, lathering up your top half of your body.
Right.
It'd do like the waist bottom part.
Yeah, the lunchbox.
Then underneath that, forgotten about.
So you do legs. The bread basket you do, and then you wouldn't do your legs downwards to the thighs, to your feet.
He didn't even acknowledge.
Oh, that's a bit dirty, isn't it?
And I thought, I bet you there's a lot of people that probably do that.
I don't think I wash my legs all the time.
What?
Because here's what my theory is.
I knew it.
Right. So I'm just thinking.
What?
There's two times I'm going to shower. I'm either going to shower straight after a workout or just in general in the morning.
How many times do you shower a day?
Every day.
Once or twice, sometimes twice.
No, I wouldn't shower at night unless I like tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I play basketball and then after that.
Then you have a shower.
Otherwise, just once.
Yeah, always in the morning.
Yeah.
But then if I've gone and done something in the evening and I'm just like, oh, I've had a long day, I'm going to jump in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it and I was just like, okay, so fine, in the morning, it's a full cleanse.
Maybe I'm just lazy. It's a full bend over.
It is a full bend over.
So you're completely, yeah. So what I would do, obviously I'd soap, okay, I've got a face wash in the shower.
Yes.
So I do that. And actually I just use that on my head because I don't have, I thought I'd just clean the skin.
That makes sense for you.
I use that. And it's,
after shampoo, conditioner, then face wash.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I just do face wash.
Face wash first, then do the shampoo.
No, because then the stuff off your head comes onto your face. It's got to be the other way. It's got to go from top to bottom.
Yeah. No, I don't like that feeling.
That don't make sense.
I don't like that feeling.
I've got to do my face first.
Why would you wash your face with something that's clean and then go and wash your hair with shampoo?
No, but I don't let the shampoo trickle down my face.
But it's going to.
No, it just comes off.
It jumps away from your forehead.
Try it the other way around because you're doing it the wrong way.
I'll try it tomorrow.
So I do the face.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Then
Kedge, come on. I thought you'd be in a process there. Like you've got
no.
That
my process
wrong.
Is I go face first, then I'll do then I'll do my body, and then if I'm washing my head, then I'll do my hair last.
You're doing it the wrong way around.
Because then your hair is washing
yes.
down onto your clean body.
Yeah, but I kind of like all that soap.
No, yeah, but it's dirt like coming it. Off the top yeah. onto it's your not clean dirt, body.
Really, is it?
No, but it's well. Then why are you washing your hair?
Exactly.
If your hair's so clean.
I don't know. You just got to do
it. His method makes no sense.
Anyway, let's get to the get to the main event.
So then, obviously, I soap up. You soap up armpits and privates. Yeah. Blah, 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 do that, and you're right. You know, cheer. Do everything. Do your cheer, and everything goes like that. Let me, you know,
you're, the bread basket.
No, you're, you know,
yeah. Second crack.
And then there's enough stuff that's kind of, just, like you say, running down your body.
Right.
Nah, bruv. So what? You don't go like knees and legs and stuff?
You don't do head,
feet.
Shoulders, knees and toes? Head, shoulders. He doesn't.
I think he does a casual kind of like
yeah,
just that, just
yeah.
on the thigh. No, like but that. That's not going where you should be going.
Like in, I do in between the thighs. I do like on the nooks and crannies, but I won't
behind you like your knees.
No, I don't. I don't think I don't
feet.
Think, no, because feet? The feet are in water all the time.
No, brother,
and soap all the time.
Wash your feet.
You don't bend over.
No, I'm a bit stiff sometimes.
This is why you got back problems. You've got to bend over every morning. You've got to bend over.
About twice a week, I will exfoliate. I got the glove. You know the scratcher glove.
Where does that go?
Everywhere.
Bro, but it's too late. Once
I tell you, if you're bad in this life, you're going to come back in the next life as my scratcher glove because that glove goes everywhere. So I'm quite smooth.
Yeah, but then how do you get to
everywhere.
Your feet?
Huh?
How do you?
I bend over for that. Yeah.
Right.
So that's just
yeah, but that's just taking off the mushrooms I've been growing all these days bro.
But,
yeah,
but twice a week I do a full scrub. Other than that, I think it's fine. I think you're overdoing it. I think you're overthinking it. Thinking, you got to put soap on your hands and rub it over your. I think it's
fine. But what about your shins? What about your shins?
I don't have dirty shins.
Come on, bro. Come on, Tommy.
Back of your calves and all of that.
You know, like I said,
you're wearing socks, your feet are obviously dirty.
Are they?
Like, they'll be sweaty, wouldn't
they? Of course they
are.
Yeah,
and so the soap. Like, what's the word? So when you say you get soap, you lather up your hands.
Yeah.
And you go.
And then I go bend over.
All over your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I give it like two hands on each. Each leg gets loving from both hands, all the way up and down.
Yeah, I don't think I wash my
ankles.
Calves.
Ankles. Yeah.
I'd say knees down is probably neglected.
It's neglected.
Neglected. See, yeah. I think.
So this bloke was probably the same, wasn't he?
As I said, like the morning shower sometimes is like the more intense one rather than the evening one. Because sometimes the way I look at it is like I just need to jump in the shower, a bit of hot water over me, and I get a good night's sleep because you feel a bit cleaner.
So it's not an that's the intense evening one. Yeah.
It's not an intense.
But is that clean. After DJing? Is that? Is that
Or if I've just been out and it's been baking, you know, sunny day, and blah 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 blah. You just need a shower,
right.
Joe.
That's right.
But the morning needs to be a proper
set you up for the day.
Yeah,
I get that. I get
Can
that.
We start bending over, boys?
I will. Yeah, I'll bend over in the shower for you, Kedge.
Honestly. You're laughing at me. More movement. Yeah. This is start bending.
Moving. I just thought it was weird people didn't do that.
Yeah. And there's always one, isn't it?
There's me.
There's always one.
There's
always one. And I tell you what, if you were bending a bit more, Tommy,
yeah.
then you might have been, you could be up for starring in this new Netflix program, which I reckon will be coming to the UK. Have you heard about it? It's called The Physical 100. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a Korean show.
Yeah.
It's like Squid Game.
Is it? Physical 100.
Physical 100. It's like Squid Game, but it's real. So they've got 100 people from Korea, and they're all from different backgrounds. You've got YouTubers, you've got weightlifters, you've got taekwondo specialists, you've got dancers, you've got
What's interesting is it was billed as The Squid Games meets something. I forget what they call. They compared it to something like they say. It's a bit like the real Squid Games. Squid Games meets a reality show.
And it's to basically find the perfect torso. So you've got all different shapes and sizes. It doesn't mean that you've got to be athletically built and chiseled and carved. There are people like that. But, you know, you've got like ex-Marines in there. You've got athletes in there. You've got...
Wrestlers, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, dancers.
Yeah, and there's one student, you know what I mean? But he was just... He was a dancer or something. And so, like, he's got certain advantages over other people.
Yeah, and so a mix of ages, yeah, genders. So it's male.
So
there's
100 people, and they're all fighting for like what is it, $300 million pound, so, dollar game
so,
prize.
So obviously you're saying
it was 300 won. Korean currency,
which is about 200 grand.
Yeah, 196 grand. Because you hear them all go, wow, 3 million yen. I was like,
300 million. I was like, whoa. Let me
look that up. I went like, oh, 200 grand. Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay,
no, but like, so you're saying it's like the real life Squid Game. No one dies, I take it.
Well, funny enough, I got a bit confused because in the intro to it, they were kind of going, if you die doing it, you die doing it. They said that, didn't they? Right?
Yeah,
and
but
I was like, what? But I think it was more metaphorically.
It was metaphorically.
Like,
we will
just keep going, and okay. I think that's
so. No one dies.
No one dies.
No one dies. So, what? There's only been two episodes out. So the next two episodes will be out today, actually tonight.
So
when we finish.
In each episode, do people die basically?
People get eliminated.
Yeah, yeah, and then that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
So in episode one, all I've seen is the 100 people get introduced. So you meet, you know, this guy, and he's
The first episode is a little bit long because you get to you meet all the people.
Yeah,
basically.
I thought it was a bit slow actually. But actually, on that note, we're talking about meeting all the people. And when they were all walking in,
yeah,
and they were
so basically they have to all find their bust of them, basically their torso.
Bust? What are you talking about? What language are you talking about? The bust. You know what? There's a couple of things you said, and I haven't said anything. No, wait, stop. Stop talking. No, stop talking. Just see if you can shut up for a minute, right? A couple of things you said. Even like earlier, when you were describing the show, I'm like, well, that's not quite right. And that's not quite right. And he goes, oh, now they have to find their bust. And actually, oh, this is what he said. You said, it's a competition to find out who's got the best torso, right?
It is.
It's not. It's not the best torso.
What is it?
The torso, by misspelled. The way. The torso is the part of the body that I wash, right? Is the upper part.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what, but you haven't seen the rest of it. That's why it doesn't make sense
it's
to
the
you.
It's the physical one. It's the ultimate body physique.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of why you've got everyone's
it's
torso.
It's not just torso. It's Lata Mangeshkar as well. It's everything. What they're saying is, despite what you look like, despite like what your background might be, MMA, weightlifting, whatever, they're going to put you through all these different tests and kind of go, what is the best physique to have?
But that thing's known as a bust.
Some people are in the gym doing weight. Some people are in the gym doing HIIT classes, you know, doing those
things. YouTubers,
so they're kind of working out. And he's going, oh, it's coming down to who's got the best torso. I'm like,
no one actually said that.
So coming back to the bust thing, what is a bust, Satch? They're going to go in and find a bust. What does that mean?
Chest.
A chest or what?
No, but that don't make sense.
No, right, thank you very much.
No, but the actual...
Who's got the best bust? You can't see if he shows that.
They've got a clay remodeling.
It's known as a bust.
I saw that in the trailer. You had to go there and find...
Bust, but when
you had to find your body.
Yeah.
They've got to find their bust.
But even that's not even the point of the show, because now you're making it with people like, oh, right. So in this show, they've got to go around finding their own body.
No, just at the start.
But their names are underneath there. So imagine in a room... There's 100 statues of an upper body
busts
that has been bust that have been based on their body, like a molding of.
Neither of you are selling this at the moment.
A lot of them are ripped, bruv. They're in amazing shape.
Okay, great.
Right?
You know, but them ones who can't lift, put their hands down because they're
so big. You've got some of those, but you also just got like very lean people. But anyway, they come in, my whole point was, and they say hello to each other. And they, you know what they are? They're worse than desis because they're Korean. They're like, they put the fake hello on. Namaste ji, sasikal. If I did that, if I was here chatting to you like this, I'd go, what are you saying, brother? Yeah. Oh, my auntie's there. Sasikal ji, sasikal. That's bullshit, right?
I think they did the same.
They were chatting to each other like, oh yeah, what do you reckon that is, man? I got it on dub. So I got the...
Oh no, I don't do the dub.
Because I couldn't be able to keep reading the subtitles. So I put it on dub and be like, hey man, what's going on? Hey, check out that guy. He's really musty. And then someone will go, hello. And then did you notice the way they say hello to each other as well? I wrote it down because, there you go. The way they say, how are you? Kaise ho.
No, it wasn't Keseho.
Keseho.
It sounded
like... Was your dub in Hindi?
It was not in Hindi.
This guy.
You imagine 100 people are walking in. No, that's not the dub. That was just their voices. Keseho, Keseho. Check out the Korean word for hello. It's Keseho.
What is this about, this show? Because you've got to find your bust
for the ultimate torso.
So basically, he's
talking about bust. You're talking about Keseho.
There's games. The first game is basically this massive like rig comes down and you've got to hang on to it. The floor parts, there's water underneath and you've got to see how long you can hang on.
The longest hang on.
And it's interesting because all the muscly people all of a sudden, they're just dropping quick.
Well, funny thing, no, I disagree. Do you see the first one to drop? the 22-year-old dancer who weighed looked like you.
Yeah, but he went in with the wrong techers as well. He was holding like that.
So people are hanging from their hands.
Yeah, like
some people are wrapping their armpits.
You've got to put your armpit over it. Do you know what I mean? But it was just like
it's a good show because I'm telling you. Sorry, on a side note, I think Korea is amazing. Right,
they're making the best shows on Netflix.
Well, not only that, their cars have shot up in quality. They're making films, their music, and Satch, this is one you relate with. What are Koreans the best at right now? And I'm saying it, fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken. And
Korean
barbecue.
They have come from nowhere with no real background in fried chicken, and they have overtaken the Colonels and the Southern Fried Chickens.
Crispy,
bruv. If you had KFC and
Korean fried chicken.
Independent Korean fried chicken to next to it, I'd
big
go,
difference,
you know what? If I want the quality, I'm going to go Korean.
Yeah.
Because they're crunch, bro. Whatever they put in.
So have you got one near local?
There's one in Canary Wharf that I went to recently. But when I've gone
so it's the thing, is it? I've never.
It is a thing, yeah. Korean fried chicken.
Do they do Korean fried paneer? Is that a thing?
I think they use more panko breadcrumb.
No, but do they have tofu?
Probably.
All right. Well, let's go.
It's called chicken. Korean fried chicken.
Anyway, Physical 100. It's a great show. And the other.
Know what? I saw the trailer to it. It looked like Korean kabaddi to me.
It could be.
Because you saw them fighting a little bit.
Just rolling around in mud.
That's episode two. That is brilliant.
The Korean Akshay Kumar is going to come out in a minute.
No, it's a good show.
I'm going to call it. I don't think you guys are going to finish it.
Oh no, I think I'm going to.
Yeah, you've said that every time.
No, okay, because they're releasing it in stages, and there's a woman in there called Anda, which I quite enjoyed.
Oh yeah, so he's watching it in Hindi.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's definitely watching Hindi.
Anda, and I guess I'm really scrambled today.
And also the other thing, which is the best thing on telly, and I just saw the best episode, which was episode 3 of it, which is because they're releasing one every week on HBO or Sky Atlantic, is called The Last of Us. Have you heard about it?
I've heard about the game,
The Last of Us, which I never played. I missed that game. But apparently it's from that and it's basically the series. It's brilliant. It's HBO.
HBO are brilliant. Yeah, but you know, so my silly, stupid thing is, because of the font that they use for The Last of Us, I read it and I didn't even realise it until I heard someone talk about it. I thought, what's The Last Ophus?
Oh, you lulu.
Because there's no gap between the of and lulu. The us. Lulu and I went, The Last Ophus. You know what I thought it was? You know, like, what do they call the president of America?
Floaters.
Is it Floaters?
Yeah.
I thought it was something to do with that. Like, I just read it like that. Oh, it's The Last Ophus. I thought, who's The Last Ophus? And then it went, lucky The it Last went, of Us. I was like,
The Last of Us. Yeah. Yes.
Don't ever repeat
lucky
that
it went The Last Sofas at DFS.
I
want
to be down there. That excites me more. Oh, is it a sale?
You guys.
I love a sale. But last one, half price. I'll take it.
I think
the sofa. No,
that's more exciting to me.
Yeah.
Honestly, but the last, episode 3 that was on last night, it has been branded by everyone who watched it as probably the saddest episode on telly ever.
Ever. What? Okay.
Ever. So, and it was very moving. I mean, honestly, it's worth a watch. And you know the story. The story is all about, so I'll give you the rundown quickly.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested, it's basically mushrooms have got into the human system and they're taking over the nervous system and it becomes a massive pandemic. And so they don't know how to control it. And these mushrooms, they just start because they don't kill your body.
Right.
They need to like COVID. It just basically uses your body to get stronger and stronger.
Better stop eating mushrooms, then.
And they need to spread.
I love mushrooms.
And apparently, doctors have now done research into this show, and they reckon that this could happen. And it's quite worrying.
Mushroom pandemic.
We're all ingesting mushrooms. Like, you're gonna have these ones, and you're gonna have these ones that make you hallucinate this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And actually, these things are deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Everything, anything in the wrong dose. But
also, I just like them in food.
Mushrooms are, they say, breathe. Mushrooms breathe oxygen. They say it's the nearest thing to being alive. When you eat a mushroom, what's it taste like? It's like flesh. It's like meat.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is. Mushrooms are alive. If you're eating mushrooms. Oh,
you're making me question my life choices about mushrooms.
Telling you, mushrooms are alive.
Is that why Indians don't eat mushrooms?
No, they just...
See, this little ball here down here, this looks like the fungi it turns into.
Yeah, that's just a kid.
Why don't Indians eat mushrooms?
In Gujarati, when I went to India and I told them that into Gujarat and I told them I used to eat mushrooms, they used to cuss me.
Yeah,
and
why?
Because they'd call it bilari no dope.
Yes,
and basically it's
Billa's got no top on.
It's like when the cats wee on the mud.
That's yes,
what it grows, that's what it grows mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, like fungus. You know, they're saying yeah. it's fungus. It's like, yeah. yeah. It's
so,
like
so they would cuss me.
Like people say squid or prawns are the maggots of the ocean. Why oh. you eat, yeah, why do you, oh. eat, why do you eat prawns?
They're maggots. Banging.
They're amazing. Yeah, exactly. And but mushrooms, I mean,
mushrooms
are delicious.
Mushrooms are banging as well.
Mushrooms are banging.
When they're bad.
Garlic, butter, salt, mushrooms, pepper, oh. mushrooms.
Yes, yes, mate.
Just leave you alone.
Garlic mayo.
And aioli.
Aioli.
Oh, man. Like, was it? I think it was ZZ or Pizza Express used to do that mushroom, breaded mushroom.
Breaded, oh, Pizza Hut used to do it as well.
Is it
Pizza Hut used to do
it. On its own? Like
no.
That?
Yeah,
no, Ask.
You're talking about, yeah.
Ask used to. Yeah, remember yeah. the pizza place Ask?
Yeah.
Oh, the pizza Ask pasta, had bangers. But Ask ones were massive.
Yeah. I do like a big Ask.
Portobello.
Yeah.
The Pizza Hut ones were small button ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now they were a bit dead.
Mushrooms are lovely.
I'd eat them.
Yeah. And even like, you know, when I make like chicken pies or anything, I'll put in like three or four different types of mushrooms.
You need mushrooms.
The chestnut, the button, and maybe a shiitake.
I don't like the long ones that look like octopuses.
Oh, I see what you mean, but they're nice in a stir fry. Yeah, apparently they've got loads of flavour.
Yeah, no, I don't like
nutrients and all that.
But I'm a little bit nervous about mushrooms after watching The Last of Us. It's a brilliant show. You've got to get on it.
I will.
Have you guys been watching anything?
No, so I tell you, I watched the new film on Netflix that everyone's going on about, which is...
Oh, I saw Megan as well.
What's Megan?
The film.
Meghan Markle.
No, it's just M3GAN. And it's about the AI doll. It's brilliant film.
Oh.
It's hardly made with any money, and it's absolutely killing it. The US box office is brilliant.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it. I watched You People, which everyone's raving about.
Oh. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Is
Jonah
in
Hill.
It with Jonah Hill. Now, Jonah Hill is one of my favorite people in the entire world. I loved him in Superbad, and I loved him in Wolf of Wall Street. Mm.
I love him to the Greek.
With Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You love him in Stutz funny. As well when you
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, I have watched some of Stutz, as you know, and I want to watch it when I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you've got to be on your own.
I'm going to be tired and all those things. So yeah, you're right. Stutz is great because it's actually about, and that's another thing I like about him is that he's had his own mental issues.
Yeah, deep.
He's really funny. He's really famous. He's really sensitive. And he's just a likable guy. And even to the extent that I watched all the outtakes of Superbad on YouTube and just watching him freestyle with the directors and the other actors. And he's great. So, looking forward to this film. Eddie Murphy, wicked. I haven't seen him in a film for ages.
Tell me it's funny.
Right? It is okay.
No.
I thought it was okay. I tell you why. I thought You People, and I don't know why. I just thought it was a documentary or some sort of thing about what you can and can't say, because obviously "you people" is a phrase that you can't say. You can't say, "Oh, you know what you people are like."
You people,
and it triggers people.
What?
Yeah, you can't.
You
say
can't
you
say
people.
"You people."
If you said, "Oh, you know, you people and your loud music, you people and your food, you
oh,
people
like
and
that,"
your,
right? Yeah.
So, and the whole film is basically based on things you can't say. There's a lot of so. It's about. I'm not giving anything too much away here. It's Jewish family, black family, a black Muslim family, and a white Jewish family, right?
Right.
And a girl from the black family likes Jonah Hill.
Right.
From the...
Oh, that's right, it. Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
So we've kind of seen this story before, and even on Desi version, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. So,
sounds like
so,
Bollywood.
And yeah,
it does sound a bit
so
Bollywood.
It was
yeah.
a
probably
bit,
the story in Bhutan.
Yeah, right. It was a bit kind of just, okay, where yeah. is it? But yeah, they address some stuff about, you know, we like to do this in our culture and what's more correct. You know, like you can imagine like if your dad was arguing with your in-laws,
yeah.
there are a different culture about religion and which religion is more
this
right
is how
and
we
all
do
that.
It. This is how so, we yeah. do it.
So they touch upon that. But then in the end, if I'm honest, it just went, they kind of touch on some, you know, like, oh, that's good thought provoking sort of stuff. And it's some quite clever jokes.
Was Jonah it funny
Hill,
though?
Jonah Hill made me laugh out twice.
Okay.
Funny, right?
Was.
But I can also tell because I feel like I know him well enough. But I don't laugh out loud much anyway. I'm miserable like that because I'm more just analysing it.
What's your name, Kedge?
Yeah, exactly. It's rubbed off. He's rubbed off on me. I tell him not to. That was quite funny. But then in the end, the way they kind of just wrapped up the film, you know, like when it's like, it's all
rushed.
Whatever that,
yeah.
It was more like everyone just kind of high-fived each other and they just got on with it.
Go
and
on.
I'm like, I'll let you judge it. But of course, Eddie Murphy, it's great to see him. Although he didn't have that, because you know Eddie Murphy is having so much character.
Because you want him to be Beverly Hills Cop,
you
want to
do
you?
The laugh, you
want him to
do
be Beverly Hills Cop.
And overreact to things, you know, and all that, the way he does. And
he's toned himself down.
Yeah, he has. And it's almost like,
I don't like that Eddie Murphy.
I
like raw Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it's a cooler Eddie Murphy. It's a mature
Eddie. And I want Trading Places Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. But you know he's bright. You know,
or
all
the one when he was
on.
In the Lost Child.
No, the Golden Child.
Golden Child.
I want the name.
I want that Eddie Murphy.
Please.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Coming to America and all that. Yeah, you're right. But anyway, it's still a worthwhile watch because it's ranked number one in all the Netflix.
Right.
Number one in the Netflix chart.
Good, I might check that out.
But yeah, it's an easy watch.
Right.
But Honestly, if you still haven't seen it, I'm going to say it again. Wrong Missy. Wrong Missy is flipping hilarious. Netflix film.
Okay.
Wrong Missy.
Yeah, and it's outrageously, wonderfully, brilliantly hilarious. Like, it surprised me.
A bit of homework for next week.
Yeah, there you go. Wrong Missy and you people. Satch, what have you watched?
So, I mean, it was a bit of a weird sort of week of watching stuff for me because obviously Christmas I was busy. Then I went away. I had loads of stuff recorded on my box of Christmas stuff, films, blah, blah, blah. I had the Home Alones and all sorts recorded because I was like, I want to watch this over Christmas.
What did you record that for?
Because it's just like, oh, I want to watch it around the Christmas time. Just never happened. So it's just all sitting there. But this week, over the week, I watched all three Die Hards at some point.
You watched all three?
Yeah, like just in, like, as, do you know, like bit by bit.
What, because you record it over Christmas?
Yeah.
That's not something someone would do like in a film or they say they're doing it in a magazine, but I wouldn't actually believe
that. Why did you do that?
Because it's just, you know what? I actually love the film. I'm like, Die Hard's a good film. All three of them, I like them.
Waste of time.
Number two's the best one.
I do like number two.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
I don't remember it. I only saw it ages ago.
So obviously, you know, that was like Christmas sort of catch up. I was catching up on those.
Satch,
are you
celebrating Christmas this week?
So you
would rather watch the Die Hards again than watch, say, Kedji's
show? I wouldn't watch that.
Physical 100.
No, because it just, that doesn't
interest me. I can't watch old things and waste my time on old things like that.
Speaking of new things I did watch, and my dad was watching this, and I watched a bit of it, the Modi documentary. That's on BBC Two.
Yeah.
And that is kicking up a storm online.
Everyone's been asking me. Thanks to you guys.
You should watch it.
Thanks to you guys. Yeah. Making it all up that I'm some sort of
you are a Modi supporter. You are some sort of flag bearer on the PR team.
Yeah. I've had messages going, Ked, did you see it? What did you think?
I'm surprised you weren't in it.
I don't care.
He's a nationalist. Ked is a nationalist. That's what
I don't care.
Okay, but what's the documentary for? Because I saw him do Bear Grylls. So is it like?
It was really deep, and you know,
it's a BBC documentary.
There we go. You know, I always say, there we go. You know what?
Well, exactly, and you know, we know what it's going to be like.
Yes,
right. We worked at the BBC.
There was a lot of people.
We know the journalist type of angles they're going to go for.
There was a lot of people that weren't happy about it, and then you know, if you look at online, there's a lot of things banned in India. You can't watch it over there.
I mean,
the government actually banned people tweeting about it over there as well.
Yeah,
so
he's locked it all off. He's locked it all off in India.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can if you're Modi, mate.
That's an interesting watch.
Look, some people will say, you know, why is he controlling the media, this, that, and the other? You know, there's arguments galore, and you know, like, look, it doesn't affect me.
No.
No, it doesn't.
There was a lot of uproar about that documentary.
It was just an interesting one because, again, I know nothing sort of about that.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
Exactly.
So it was just a bit like, is that what this is about?
This is all going to, you know, like if you're Gujarati, you're going to big him up. If you're not Gujarati, you're going to bring him down.
When you said it's a Modi, I thought it was more like him, his upbringing.
No.
If you get a chance, watch a bit of it.
Is it about issues in India then? Okay, when it all goes deep, it's just very deep. Can I say something? One thing I've learned is we shouldn't even talk about that stuff because people don't talk about that stuff. They're not around for much longer. I think everything is great.
It was just a program that was on telly this week.
No, it's just
and a lot of people watched it. Yeah,
yeah, so you're allowed to watch it. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Exactly. And something that I did hear this week was Diary of a CEO, Stephen Bartlett. Love his podcast.
Yep.
There's an episode with Jesse Lingard. I'm not a big Jesse Lingard fan, but I heard it anyway. It's really deep.
Has he had a lot of issues that I didn't know about.
I thought so.
Which explains why he went down the gutter at Man United.
It was a very different angle on everything you know about him.
And I think a lot of footballers have these issues and we don't get to know it. And as fans, we always go, oh, look, he's just gone so rubbish and he's, you know.
Yeah.
And if I was getting paid that much, I would be
doing
this.
Yeah.
And it's not about that. It just gave us
a different perspective on that.
Of course it does.
And there the other one I did listen to is another footballer one. It was on that. Diary of a CEO was Jamie Carragher. And again, just someone that I know nothing about the guy. I got a rating for his sort of spirit for winning. It was honestly good. Very inspiring.
Just quick, can I say about Lingard? I don't know much about football, as you know, but wasn't he like really good and had all the potential to be?
He wasn't really good.
But he had potential
potential. And then he didn't really reach. He had a bit of a rough patch at Man United. Some managers liked him and played him. Some didn't. Then he went off to West Ham and smashed it.
Yeah.
But it was just, there was a lot about his, before he actually played football and what was happening in his private life with his mum and stuff. And oh, that was really interesting.
Okay. Yeah, Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO. I through your recommendation, I listened to the Charlie Sloth one. And actually, I'm going to throw it out there now because I haven't really talked about it. I don't like going on about these things. I don't like to talk about things that haven't happened yet because then you might jinx it or it might never happen and you sound like you're just someone who talks hot air. You said about the Charlie Sloth one. Then I listened to Charlie Sloth talking to Stephen Bartlett about his vodka brand and all that. I've got to say, guess what? Chutneys, my chutney, is ready to go. So I've got all the jars. I've got all the stickers in there, in that box to the right of us. All the jars there. And
that's why you wanted us to come early.
Why?
You want us to
pack them up. No, it's right. It's not been made. I was supposed to be in the unit today, but the machine that does that, you know, when you, the jars that does the air packs it. So when you open it, it goes pop. Yeah. That machine wasn't in. He's got a new machine coming
Can you do it so it's not too tight, please?
No, it's made for, it's a proper spicy.
I just don't like getting a knife out.
No,
I'm looking forward to seeing the full, final product.
So I'm doing it as a little trial first. I'm going to put it out there just on Instagram or whatever. I'm just going to see if people want to buy it. And if people like it. And I'm only doing a few hundred.
It's good.
There's only two people in the world who've tried it.
Yeah.
Me and Satch.
Yeah. And like my closest family, like my wife.
My folks and stuff have tried it.
I just kind of wanted to make it sound a bit exclusive.
Okay, no, there's only two people that are not related to me that have tried it. Oh. That's you two.
It's a good sauce.
I'm so glad you like it. I'm looking forward to it. But you know, everyone, because I know them, the people are saying that.
I gave you constructive criticism, but when you made your first batch, and I said there was a little bit of this cut down in it that needed to be balanced out slightly.
Yes.
And there
we
you
have
go.
Addressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It to be addressed.
It's coming soon. So you'll see it on socials anyway. But right, that's one thing that you lot have learned. But what have we all learned? Ken, do you want to kick
me off? Well, the thing I learned this week was that, you know, like a lot of us do walk around with iPads and iPhones.
Yeah.
But no one's ever sat down and thought, what does that I actually stand for? Do you guys want to have a go?
Information?
No.
Intel?
Information's close, but it's not it.
Informative? Is it?
No.
Is it,
no. But I've never, you know what? I've been using it since day one, an iPhone. And you never sit there and you go, what does the I stand for? Yeah. You kind of just took it for granted, didn't you? Because it's like, it's that kind of internet kind of vibe.
Is it the same I for example, cars have like an I something core? Is it?
Well,
it,
no. So Steve Jobs has cleared it up. So back in 1998, Steve Jobs revealed that the letter I, the magic letter, represented 5 words. Who knew that? Internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
No, very
And
good.
It kind of blew my mind because I'm an Apple geek. I did not know that.
It's
internet.
Internet.
Individual, instruct, inform, and inspire.
So it could be any one of those.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's kind of all. But
yeah, but it represents all five.
It's all of those.
And because you got the 5 eyes, you couldn't call it 5 I phone.
Yeah.
So you just called it.
Or you can't go I phone.
Yeah, phone.
Yeah, yeah. It's like USB. Do you know what USB stands for?
Yes, I do.
I did, but I've forgotten.
Universal something bus.
Yeah, bus. Yeah. Serial bus.
Serial
Universal
bus,
serial bus.
I knew that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that's good. My thing I learned this week actually came from the radio. And I was working out this morning. And actually, I don't think it works in the advert, but I'll cuss them in a minute for the advert. But the car, HYUNDAI.
It's a brilliant advert.
It's a terrible advert because it actually sounds like it got a real attitude. But how's it? So basically, in the advert, they say it's. He goes, one guy to another guy, and he goes, I've got a Hyundai. He goes, Hyundai, you mean Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. And he goes, it's not pronounced Hyundai, pronounced Hyundai. Then the voiceover kicks in and goes, if you think you knew our cars, think again. If you think you knew our cars, or even how to even pronounce it, think again. And I listened, I thought, who do you think you are? It was just a bit kind of
I didn't see it like that. I really loved that. I thought, God, I've been saying it wrong.
Exactly. But you're basically saying you've been wrong.
Even Skoda, you know when you hear the Skoda? It's the Skoda.
Skoda.
Skoda, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
But I thought Hyundai sounds a bit desi, doesn't it?
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Brown Hyundai.
Hyundai ke bach kare hai.
Yeah.
Hyundai ke bach kar nahi. I don't know. So yeah, but I thought, so that's the thing I learned. It's not Hyundai. It's Hyundai.
Well done.
That's
well
my
done.
Things I learned Hyundai. This week.
What the thing learned? I learned is What is that bit where you're just about to fall asleep, but you're still awake? It's like that little transitional period where weird stuff happens when you're asleep.
Mine doesn't go on for that long.
I'm normally...
Do you know that there's that little window? It might be 30 seconds, it might be a minute.
Yeah, mine is a little 20-second window.
Hold on.
Like, for example, I'm just going to put it out, like you might feel like you're falling or like your knee jerks or something like
that. Oh, yeah, you get that little knee jerk.
What is that called?
Is it... It's called REM.
No. REM. No. I was just going to say that as well. That's the first early stages of
your sleep. Yeah. Cycle. Oh. Yeah. No, it's not that.
Random rapid eye movement, whatever it is.
What is it, Satch?
It's hypnagogia. It's the transition between being awake and falling asleep. That little period of... It's like you hallucinate. That's what it says.
My sister's name's Goggy. Oh. And what's his called?
Hypnagogia.
So that's what happens when she's staring at a clock going,
or she's neither asleep nor awake. She's just somewhere in the middle.
I thought that's pretty, because recently, for example, the other day I was in bed. I was looking at something on my phone. And do you know like that? I felt like my phone just fell and I fell asleep.
Bro, I've done, I dropped it in my forehead. You know, if you
and
drop,
I've never
you drop a.
Why are you guys looking at your phone?
Huh? So late. It was just. I was looking at something, trying to concentrate, but I was just so tired that it just fell, and that was it. And I was just like that period between being awake and asleep just is got shorter.
As somebody said to me, if you're really tired and you're driving along, right, and you're feeling tired, pull over, have a little sleep, but hold your phone in your hand, and effectively then go into hypnagogia, and as your phone goes to drop. That jolt in hypnagogia will wake you up and you're good to go again.
I don't get no jolt. From hypnagogia, I'm full gogia into the into the sleep, bruv.
Well, it's a hypnochalgia.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm full gogi in straight.
Okay. Well done. Let's guess a good one. Hypnagogia, Hyundai.
And iPhone.
iPhone. Five eyes.
Five eyes. That's amazing.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Can we just say, a public service announcement?
Yes.
We have an email address.
Oh, we do, right?
And it's back again. Thanks, Satch, for sorting it out.
Yes. Well done.
It's back to the normal. hello@thebrownlow.com.
Yes.
We're back on.
Please email us.
So basically, last week, Kedge didn't realise he didn't pay the subscription, which is, by the way, it's £45 a year, I'll tell you, right?
It's very basic.
£45,
right? I forgot because I took it off the automatic renewal
thing. I've put it on auto-renew. So that's what it was,
and I switched it off like a plonker.
But rather than pay it, he and come to us and go, boys, £15
I forgot.
Right?
No, but I missed
it. He then goes, guys, we got now brownload@gmail.com. You know, we're going to look like a Bindu outfit.
Yeah, that didn't sit right with me.
Right, so... sorry.
Can you just email us to check if it's working?
It's working. So
why don't you email us I don't know, something outrageous?
No. Because then we can't talk about it. It might be too
outrageous. No, we can.
Yes, no, we can't.
No, because there's some proper outrageous
just
stuff.
Just drop us a message and let us know what you think about
it. How you listen, where you listen. Okay. In fact, tell somebody else about the podcast this week.
Please.
Okay? Why don't you CC them in?
That's the one.
There you go.
Yeah, email the brother, but CC someone else in.
Yeah, perfect. There you go. Get the word out there. Copy them in.
We might even reply, one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we might even give them a shout out.
There we go. Yeah. We'll do shout outs next week for people that are CC'd in, okay?
Yeah.
Done. And we got an email. Hello, that's hello@thebrownlow.com. Drop us a message and we'll see you next week. Laters.
Bye.
Laters.